Law and the Sea, Dream Number 185. In the law firm where I work, we are all watching and talking about a TV show like Game of Thrones, except that this one takes place in the sea. One episode in particular has us all mesmerized, so much so that a kind of merging takes place between the law firm and the sea story. In this episode, one character says something to the effect of, "You might as well just give up the fight and let the sea take you." And then she starts talking in a completely different way, a sort of nautical old English dialect. This part of the TV story takes place in a huge circular water tank, very large and very deep, like something SeaWorld might use for its killer whales, except that it's in the middle of the ocean. Echoing this tank idea, the law firm has now added its own Starbucks to the office. And in the very same tall, cylindrical shape as the water tank in the show, so that it runs through several floors of the office. It's very oddly constructed because the tables run down along the sides of the tank from the top to the bottom, and you reach the tables by way of this very steep spiral staircase that runs down and down all the way to the bottom floor of the law office, which is where the cash registers and coffee machines of Starbucks are located. This is where I am. As I am thinking that it's interesting, we have our own Starbucks now. Since Starbuck was the name of Captain Ahab's first mate in Moby Dick, I am musing about that as I wait at the counter for my morning coffee. Then there is some kind of confusion because a young attorney at the firm is trying to pay for my coffee in celebration of a test that the law firm has recently passed with flying colors. It's a very nice gesture, except that I've already paid for my coffee, and now we can't get the transaction right, and everything gets confused. The steep ascent going up and down the stairs makes it that much more difficult to come back and change the order. This situation seems entirely connected to the TVC story in some way that I struggle to articulate but can't quite grasp. At the same time as all this is happening, I am trying to change my clothes, but I'm struggling with that as well. At one point, there's even a long strand of paper hanging down from my skirt that I brush away, and I'm not embarrassed at all, despite the reality that it could very well be toilet paper from my last trip to the restroom. But I don't care. I just don't care anymore about any of it. Manners, politeness, appearances, because all I want is for the sea to take me.